Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and, well, my fine wife's back from California, but the fires out there caused her to miss her direct flight. Instead of getting in at 5:30 yesterday afternoon, we got home, well, about 1:30 this morning and got to bed about 2. She's been up, and I told her to go back to bed for a bit. Anyhow, hallelujah. Today, I want to share with you a powerful, thought-provoking, destiny-shaping quote before we get into the teaching. Now, I encourage you to do yourself a favor and listen very carefully to this quote. Make every effort to get it deep inside of you. And I'm going to repeat it twice. Pastor Joel Osteen said, I want to challenge you today to get out of your comfort zone. You have so much incredible potential on the inside. God has put gifts and talents in you that you probably don't know anything about. Wow. One more time. I want to challenge you today to get out of your comfort zone. You have so much incredible potential on the inside. God has put gifts and talents in you that you probably don't know anything about. Amazing. Speaking of gifting, well, here are 7 ways to stir up your gifting. What's inside of you? Number 1, check your attitude and be sure you're open to new ideas. How do we transform a bad attitude into a good one? First, recognize and repent if you have a bad attitude. Acts 8:22, Classic Amplified. So repent of this depravity and wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that if possible, this contriving thought and purpose of your heart may be removed and disregarded and forgiven you. I don't think I need to point out that sin will hinder us. It will completely delay our creative thought processes. 2 Corinthians 10:5, Classic Amplified. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Second, let God do it. If you need now or you've ever needed an attitude adjustment, the next 3 verses will help give you, well, it'll help give us a checkup from the neck up. Yes, you might imagine one of those scriptures is Romans 12:2, Classic Amplified. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. You may be surprised if you've listened to these calls and I didn't quote the New Living Translation of Romans 12:2, which says in part, but let God transform you into a new person, but change in the way you think. Next scripture, Philippians 2:5, Classic Amplified. Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example and humility. By the way, that's a great scripture to personalize as well. Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in Lana, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be Lana's example and humility. Personalize that verse. Ephesians 4:23, Classic Amplified. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. And third, equipping your attitude is an ongoing process. Philippians 4:8, Classic Amplified. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence, is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your mind on them. Albert Einstein, the genius, once said, "The mind that opens to a new idea never returns to its original size." One more scripture. Isaiah 43:19, God's Word Translation. "I'm going to do something new. It's already happening. Don't you recognize it? I will clear a way for you in the desert. I will make rivers on dry land." Number two, make sure you're committed to doing things with excellence. See, God is not into mediocrity. Consider the words of Colossians 3:17, in the English Standard Version, ESV. It says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Everything God does is first class. He gave his best for us. And needless to say, he expects us to give him our best. 2 Peter 1:4-5. 2 Peter 1:4-5. New Living Translation. "And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all of this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge." When we operate in excellence, it should be noticeable to everyone we know, or for that matter, the people we meet. Matthew 5:16, Classic Amplified. "Let your light so shine before men that you may that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who's in heaven." We'll go a little further with Luke 4:6, Classic Amplified. "And he said to them, 'To you I will give all this power and authority and their glory, all their magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, and grace, for it has been turned over to me, and I give it to whomever I will.'" God wants us operating with a more excellent attitude, which prompts creative thinking in our lives. 2 Peter 1:5, Classic Amplified. "For this very reason, adding your diligence to the divine promises, employ every effort in exercising your faith to develop virtue, excellence, resolution, and Christian energy. And in exercising virtue, develop knowledge, intelligence." Wow. Number three, position yourself for creative periods where you can think beyond your imagination. "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, so that I might see you." It's more than just a song. In order to think creatively, it's imperative that we create an environment free from distractions, a quiet place. In other words, a place where no one else is talking or doing anything which would draw your attention and break your focus. Be mentally and spiritually prepared to open your heart to receive what God is sending to you. Jude 1:1, Message Bible. Relax. Everything's going to be all right. Rest, and everything's coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way. Finally, when we allow ourselves to rest and relax in Him, something's coming our way. Daniel 12:13, Message Bible. And you, go about your business without fretting or worrying. Relax. When it's all over, you'll be on your feet to receive your reward. It's important. I've shared this before, but it bears repeating. It's important that we choose the proper time and amount of time to think creatively, to clear our mental thought processes from the swirl of what goes on around us daily. Here are 7 keys to setting the proper mood and moment to stir up your God-given creativity. First, find a quiet place. Second, find a quiet time. Third, turn off all your electronic toys. Fourth, have something to write with and something to write on. Fifth, personally, to get in that situation, I like soothing, anointed instrumental music. Sixth, close your eyes and breathe deeply. Seventh, begin praising God for who He is and what He's done. Here are 7 keys to thinking beyond your imagination, which will help you stir up your gifting. First, listen to Rich Salts for breakfast every day. Hey, what can I tell you? Either through the live call or the playback. It's the perfect way to jumpstart your day and your thought process. Second, create your daily confessions based on where you want to go and what you want to do and or be. Third, wake up with a get up and go attitude. When the alarm goes off, decide to get excited. Praise God for the very special gift of another day that He's given you. When you walk in the bathroom and look in the mirror and say, good morning, child of God, this is going to be a great day. Fourth, before you go to bed tonight, lay out the music and ministry teachings you'll listen to the next morning. There's a lot more to this when you get ready, what you do at night before you go to sleep. Go to HaroldHearing.com and search for things to do before you go to sleep, or just put sleep, it'll pull it up. And see, by laying all this out, you can start your morning drive to work with things that will inspire and motivate you. That's what you need to do. You need to dress your mind just as you do your body. Fifth, encourage your family members just as you're being encouraged. It'll help family harmony to have everyone believing for the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God to be manifested, stirred up in each of our lives. Sixth, follow a definite reading plan. Your reading plan, well, it should feed your spirit, motivate you to become a better employee, employer, or person. Hey, and to be a better child of God. I recommend you spend 1 hour a day in a reading program beyond your daily devotionals and Bible reading. Seventh, purpose in your heart to expand your mental abilities. I'll say it again. Purpose in your heart to expand your mental abilities and increase your communication skills. Adding new words to your vocabulary every day. At noon every day, I receive an alert from dictionary.com with a new word. Do I remember all of them? No. But I remember a number of them. Expands my vocabulary. Well, you can guess we're not going to finish this on today's call. We'll finish up tomorrow. Go to HaroldHearing.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. While you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. So we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow, by the way, I got a letter I sent to you about January 1st. God told me to do something again, something I've done before. He said, do it again. I want you to be a part of it. Look for that letter. I want to include you. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking. Rich Salts.